Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The discussion, of course, around level four has focused to a large extent on the restaurant industry, the alcohol industry, and the devastation that it has caused and will be causing. Wendy Elberts is the CEO of the Restaurant Association of South Africa, and we've asked her to join us to tell us or to give us further context around the consequences of this decision. Wendy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting us.
So it's obviously a massive, it's probably the industry that is hardest hit. Everybody else was kind of protected in one way or another. Yes, maybe they threw a bone at the industry by saying you can get takeaways, but I'm not sure how much that helps. Give us some context here.
Look, I mean, this was the largest insult that could have played the industry. You know, we've been through this circle with government for 15 months. And I think, you know, in April when we showed government, we could certainly play our part, serve alcohol responsibly, allow people to come into our businesses and play our part and bring down the numbers. We serve the industry well. So to have shut it down without consultation, without consideration of people's jobs, without consideration of any type of reciprocation, they've really put us into a decimated space. We feel that this call from government is inhumane, it's unconstitutional, and it's unnecessary. You know, we have solutions. We have always said to government we want an amenable relationship, we want to work through stages, and to close our restaurants down without notice and for close to a million people to lose their jobs is an unfair call.
There was no consultation at all before this happened?
Absolutely not. Government has closed all lines of communication. I think that the Minister of Tourism's portfolio stretched too far. She currently is covering the health portfolio. And while she's always been a good advocate for the industry, I think that the portfolio may have been neglected this time around because we certainly didn't get the support or reprieve that we need. We have been calling out to industry and to government since before the numbers rose. So please don't give us a surprise shutdown. Allow us to properly plan. Talk to us. Let us go through the stages of the business. Let us do what we can to save South Africa, play our part, keeping the economy open, keeping people employed. But unfortunately, it was just that the tap was turned off, the lights were switched off, there was no notice given, and today close to a million people are sitting without work.
Is there a way to challenge this? Is there a way, or does the time that it takes to do so basically make it a pointless exercise?
So why must everything be a fight with government? We contributed to the GDP. We respected business owners. We're eloquent. We employ people. We are the first in line when government is looking for people to create employment. It's unnecessary to go and have an argument and a fight. So we have certainly written a letter to President Ramaphosa. We've been pushed back to the Minister of Tourism, who clearly is inundated with our portfolio because we haven't had a response. We've now had to go a legal route, and we're supporting SA Breweries in immediately taking class action to get the industry open. But is this really the relationship we want to have with government? Is this the complete lack of respect that government has for an industry that employs close to a million people, supports the GDP, who are taxpayers? It's ludicrous. It's inhumane. And I don't know how President Ramaphosa is sleeping at night, knowing that he can do what needs to be done to bring people back to work whilst people are sitting at home in desperation. The emotional despair that my industry at the moment is under is inhumane. It is traumatic. It is traumatic to hear the cries, the voices, stories, see the photos, to see the businesses closed, to see what is happening when it's unnecessary.
The terribly sad thing about, well, there are many sad things about this, but the problem that I see with it is that there's certain industries and certain aspects of our community that government are scared to get involved with and scared to legislate against, such as the taxi industry. And the reason, one of the reasons, is because it'll become ungovernable. And whereas obviously I'm not suggesting that the hospitality industry becomes ungovernable, maybe the industry's been too polite.
Well, you know, we've always been eloquent, and we also have South Africa to support. You know, we are South Africa's most loved industry. People want to come into an environment where they feel safe, where they feel respected, and where they feel that they're getting value for money and a meal. And we're certainly not going to change our position, put anybody's lives at risk. And we will need to work with government. They need to come to the party, and they need to be mindful of what they're doing. You know, we've said this is a senseless decision. 20 people in a taxi, but you have 50 people in a 1,000 square meter restaurant. There are a lot of situations the government has put us into that make no sense, but yet we've displayed respect. We have shown them the necessary thought to allow them to do what the president needs to do and the minister needs to do to keep the country afloat. But this last call is inhumane, and we can't be held responsible for the inadequacies of government. Lockdown is to prepare the health system. They reopen the illicit trade. Former cases will continue to be worse because it isn't a controlled environment to serve alcohol. And the country will not be in a better position in 14 days' time. The only thing that lockdown brings is the destruction of jobs, of livelihoods, and of beautiful businesses like our restaurant.
What would you have, if you were in the president's shoes with regard to your particular industry, what would you have recommended that he did?
Well, one, if we were so high risk, we should have been expedited to get the vaccine. Two, he should have worked with the entire alcohol industry to have opened up triage for trauma cases, which we've suggested on several accounts. Three, stop people from getting the necessary trauma care that they need if they have been inebriated or they're over the limit. Put a massive fine. Put an imprisonment if you get to a trauma unit and you're intoxicated over the limit. There are many other avenues of control that the president could put into effect to control this irresponsible consumption of alcohol that they feel is the injustification to close the industry and allow responsible people to be responsible, to be dignified, to eat in environments and to enjoy what our businesses have on offer.
But it's actually so interesting because of it would be fascinating to know a percentage of people that go to restaurants and support the restaurant industry. How many of those are behaving irresponsibly after they've consumed too much alcohol? I mean, so often it's families that are going to restaurants. It's, you know, it's surely not the majority of South Africans.
The very same rogue operators that, you know, have been irresponsible through lockdown are the same ones that are trading, that are selling alcohol, that will continue not to wear masks, sanitize, produce the protocol. It is the same handful of people, and to punish the country is unnecessary. It's also two conversations we constantly simultaneously having. One, we are advocated as high risk, and two, we're responsible for the trauma case. And if that is the case, give us the scientific evidence. Two, give us the statistics. Neither can be produced.
You've submitted the letter. You haven't had a response. Is there anything that can be done at this point?
Again, this morning phone calls will start from 8 o'clock to the various ministerial divisions to get the industry open, to pull that data, to get the statistical information, and to do what we can do to get the industry open. Motivate restaurateurs to try the level best and reach out to South Africa to say, please, just help us as we journey through this time. We're not sitting back. We have a very strong voice. We are going to keep using it to get the industry open. And you know, what we should be doing in South Africa is standing together and saying, why is always the restaurant industry that is singled out? Everybody played an irresponsible part at some point in time by having too many people at home, going into a place, perhaps not wearing a mask, not sanitizing, became relaxed with the protocols. It wasn't only the restaurant industry, yet we're always the one who's target for punishment.
And that's where we leave it. Wendy Elberts, Restaurant Association of South Africa.